This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perch of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Here, as he is with us every week, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the official lists, the people list, the stories list, that is published at talkers.com. Also, you can find it at the DJV site as well, djvshow.com. So, Michael, welcome to our overview. Welcome to the party, as it were. And so the best way to get the party started is to go through the list of attendees, right?
Yeah, let's have some fun. And I forgive me for the phone quality this week, because we had a bit of a lightning strike at the Talkers headquarters, and it burned out our entire radio studio. Can you believe that?
God.
So, am I coming through clearly?
Yeah, no, you sound fine, as a matter of fact. That's a good connection.
Great. Okay, good for that. So let's get on with the show then. The billionaire space race for the second week in a row came in at number 10. This time it was Jeff Bezos' turn to go into space. The Tokyo Olympics are at number 9. At number 8, we have the southern border crisis and immigration reform. Seems the only place you hear about that anymore is on News Talk Radio, but it is indeed a valid subject. At number 7, U.S.-China relations, as well as what's going on in Haiti and what's going on in Cuba. Crime and gun violence are big topics at number 6 this week. At number 5, we have the economy, the infrastructure, and fears of inflation. At number 4, the heat wave, wildfires, floods, climate change. At number 3, election denial. That means people who do not believe that the 2020 election was above board. Voting legislation and critical race theory all tied at number 3. Number 2, the January 6th committee. Tied with Trump and his relationship with the GOP, and that's tied with books that are coming out about Trump that everybody's talking about. And at number 1, the topic that won't go away, as a matter of fact, it's worse this week than last week and the week before, COVID-19, the Delta variant, and discussion about vaccines.
Won't go away because the the damn COVID won't go away. That's what, probably why, right? We're stuck here, it would seem.
Exactly. Yeah. Want to talk about the people?
Please.
Okay, at number 10, Jeff Bezos. Number 9, television talk show host Tucker Carlson of Fox News. Mike Pence at number 8. Number 7, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Mitch McConnell, the head of the GOP in the Senate. Number 5, Kevin McCarthy, the head of the GOP in the House. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, the head of the Democrats and the Speaker of the House. Donald Trump, the de facto king of the Republican Party, at number 3. He went from being president of the United States to king of the Republicans.
King for a day, yes.
Or king for a while. Yeah, exactly, a day or two. At number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul. I guess they...
You're a liar. No, you're a liar. No, you're a liar.
They're honing their act so that maybe they'll get signed by Vince McMahon to be at the WWE.
Yeah, right.
And poor old Joe Biden is at number 1.
Number 1.
And then, right. What a week.
Well, it seems to be we can have more fun with this stuff if we allow ourselves to have fun with it, because some of the things that are going on are amusing, or at least smirkable. I remember things were smurfable when the Smurfs were around. These are smirkable things.
And
number 9 on the people list, the Tucker Carlson thing, I found it interesting I make no bones about the fact that I think that Tucker Carlson is a stooge. There's nothing about, he has no intellectual capacity. I just don't think he's very bright. And he doesn't do, I mean, as far as being convincing, he's not at all. But I thought the most interesting thing this week was Sean Hannity coming out on the air. Yep. He hasn't been an anti-vaxxer, but he hasn't been, he hasn't been wild in supporting it. And yet he was very vehement in the stuff that I heard and saw. Get your vaccine. Meanwhile, the guy who's on before him, Carlson, says, don't get the vaccine. So it just shows you that there isn't, for many years, we've always thought that the right especially followed talking points that came from on high, whoever on high was, whether it's Limbaugh or Levin or whomever. And it's interesting to think. I've always thought Sean thought for himself anyway, haven't you? Kind of.
I think Sean thinks for himself. I also think, though, that Sean is very savvy and shrewd.
Yes.
Understands the politics of things and is a good strategizer and positioner, yeah. which everybody has to be in this world, whether you're a talk show host or a politician.
Yeah.
Even if you're a teacher, anybody in today's polarized world, you have to know how to handle yourself. Sean is good at handling himself.
Very good.
Sean really never said, go out and get a vaccine. What he did, if you listen to his words, he parses them very cleverly. He says, it's time now to talk to your healthcare professional and find out what's best for you, which is, you know, positive toward vaccinations. He said he believes in science. Well, I mean, the conservatives that have built their part of their platform on being skeptical of the vaccine because, you know, if it's a Biden initiative, well, then, you know, it's good. And if it's a Trump initiative, it's good, whatever it is. And that's why we call it politicizing and weaponizing these issues. And frankly, it's a disgrace that the vaccination and the pandemic has been so politicized. A disgrace. And it'll go down in human history as an example of how lack of cooperation in the face of an existential enemy certainly adds to the adage, divided we fall.
Well, you know, there's another example of that this week, and I think it's, I don't want to use the word tragedy. You and I have known Phil Valentine for a long time. He came to one of the first Talkers events, I think. That's when I met him 20-some-odd years ago. He's been in Nashville for a long time. He had a little syndication thing for a while. But he's probably the most well-known and maybe the most popular, I think you can say that safely, talk radio personality in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
He came down. He was not an anti-vaxxer per se, but he sort of fell into the same crowd you were just describing, maybe a little bit more vehement in that I'm not going to get a vaccine because I don't want to get a vaccine, whatever his shtick was. Now he finds himself at Vanderbilt University Hospital with a very serious case of COVID, and he's telling his listeners now, you better go get a shot. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think first of all, it's wonderful that he's telling everybody that on a personal level. He's an old friend of mine, and I'm certainly not happy to see him suffering and sick, and I'm worried for his health.
Yeah.
But when these things hit home, all of a sudden, it's no longer an abstract concept. It's no longer political or radio positioning or political positioning. It becomes, life-threatening. And suddenly, you realize, wait a second, what are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get a vaccine because nobody's going to tell me what to do. Our freedom is being eroded. Well, I mean, you know, when we were facing the Nazis in World War II and we had a draft, what if people said, I'm not going. Nobody's telling me I have to defend my country. Nobody's telling me I have to ration. You know, nobody's telling me we're going to not have baseball anymore because the baseball players are going off to war. And Rosie the Riveter is taking jobs away from men. And, you know, when you're facing an existential enemy, you put the political differences aside and the principles.
But does it make it seem like they have the principles are meaningless, really and truly, and the truth is the truth versus posturing, and then maybe do you look at it as all just so much entertainment and guff?
Well, the entertainment, the guff, the posturing, and the truth all get mishmashed in today's crazy world of instantaneous communications.
Yep.
So, you got to keep your thoughts real clear and try to be as honest as possible.
Another very well-known talk host in the news this week. They're all over the place. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. We're going through the charts and the ancillary information that fits into our discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, 15 past the hour. Information for you if you are losing weight or have lost weight. You're concerned because of the variant coming back. A lot of people are getting sick again. Are we right back where we started from? Are the people who are extra heavy at risk? The answer to that question from any doctor is worth his salt is, yeah, you're very vulnerable if you're overweight. So why'd you get yourself onto a plan that'll put you where you want to be, need to be, for your health and well-being? And you think about not just yourself, but your family, the people who are close to you. They want you around. So do the best you can. Do the most you can to lose the extra weight that you have and keep it off. The healthy way to do it, the right way to do it, in my mind, and that's why I endorse Calitrin, is to use something that doesn't have any drugs in it, doesn't have any stimulants. And also, from a practical point of view, they don't call you on the phone and say, okay, you have to sign up and give us your credit card so that we can keep sending you this stuff. They don't do that either. You want it, you call them, or you go online and you order it as much as you want, as little as you want. Right now, using the DGV code, we'll get you Calitrin 3 months free, depending on how much you buy. You can get more than that. Check it out at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, America's stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunn?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dutch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on our weekly get-together, going over the charts for the week of July 19th to the 23rd, as the work gets done at Talkers Magazine, the staff listening to talk radio programs, talking to talk hosts, the stations around the country that have done such a great job, and now listenership in general turning back to the radio, although I don't think it ever left when it came to news talk anyway. Everybody wanted to stay up on the conversation, the information, Michael. So we continue in that vein in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Mm-hmm.
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to our countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at your service with the list in our conversations about what's going on. We were talking about Phil Valentine and Sean Hannity, two prominent talk radio personalities. Another one that's in the news this week is Larry Elder. Larry, I worked with him first. He and I were on KVC together in the early 90s. I developed a fondness for him then. I have liked him, stayed in touch. He's graduated, has a pretty respectable list of stations on his syndicated program, presents a different point of view. And he decided a couple of weeks ago, Michael, he was going to run for governor in California. And because of that, I think he's well known in California. Because of that, he was treated poorly by the states. It just shows you the politics of it all. And he said when they said, nope, you're not going to be on the list, sorry. And they didn't say sorry. They basically said, And he said, not so fast. I'll see you in court. And so this week, the whole thing changed. And the reason I bring it up in part is because through all of this, it's so silly. These people are so naive, or maybe, I don't know what they are, so narcissistic. They think, okay, we're going to shut him down by not qualifying him to get on the ballot, which gave him another prominent post, if you will, a bully pulpit. So now more people than ever know who this guy is and are curious to find out what his position is. He could have a real serious chance here in this race. You agree?
And when you have 24 candidates, everybody has a chance. I mean, that's the amazing part.
It's all name recognition, isn't it, at this point?
I imagine it is name recognition in politics at every point. That's why we have celebrities running for office and winning. People that, Caitlyn Jenner is running in that same election, right. And Caitlyn Jenner doesn't seem to know anything about politics.
About anything.
So you're talking about a mishmash of views that don't fit any cohesive pattern. But you failed to mention that the reason that they said that Larry Elder did not qualify was that he did not fill out the required tax return information. And countered and threatened to sue the Secretary of State and won, even before it even went to court, that you don't have to have tax information for a runoff, for a recall, rather, election, as opposed to a primary or a general election. So whether they did it because of politics or not, I don't know. Frankly, I don't buy into that. I think it was just a mistake that was made, and I think that Larry capitalized on it. They made it a political issue. You really think?
Yes, I do. I think in California, the politicians there are capable of just about anything you can think of, nasty, dirty tricks. I think Larry also, you know, Larry was a lawyer in Cleveland before he was doing a little talk radio. Dennis Prager discovered him, and that's how he got to KABC. But he has a strong legal background. There are no flies on Larry. He's a very smart guy. And they picked on the wrong but it was good for him, as we were saying, because he now has a lot of exposure. So
they picked the wrong talk show host.
Right. Okay. So there's another thing here, number 8, talking about immigration reform. Very interesting. You said something about it being a valid discussion because it's such a mess. You know what it shows, Michael, and maybe we talk about this in the next half hour a little bit if you want. It shows how the control of the news media, especially print media, is so one-sided. Because the Biden people have made an unbelievable mess out of this, and they don't want to, they just run away from it. And so our discussions of it in talk radio circles is the only one where you can really kind of get into the nitty-gritty of it. But the fact that you said that nobody is really talking about it but talk radio people, I think that's a demonstration, a strong one, of how controlling some of the news media is. Let's talk about it as we come back in the next half hour, 28 after the hour now.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has 2 deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply when you buy that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to hit the campaign trail for the first time since becoming commander-in-chief. On Friday, Biden will stump for former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. Biden and McAuliffe, who have been friends for over 40 years, will appear together in Democrat stronghold Arlington, Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin tells supporters that a victory for him in Virginia's governor race would send a shockwave across the country. The bootleg fire in Oregon has destroyed an area half the size of Rhode Island. It was reported Thursday 40% of the fire was surrounded after burning some 70 homes, mainly cabins. At least 2,000 homes were ordered evacuated at some point during the fire, and an additional 5,000 were threatened. When the pandemic shut down sporting events to people in the stands, television networks canned artificial sounds into the video feeds. NBC has announced it does not plan on adding additional crowd noises to the Olympic Games and will air them as they actually sound during the competitions. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Mira, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Mira and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech. We will look at additional ways we can support them. We have spoken to the formation of a remittance working group. We have spoken about the ways in which we are seeking to expand internet access so that the Cuban people can practice that freedom of expression and have the free flow of information to which they are entitled. We designated through the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Regime one individual and one entity today. This, I do not expect, will be the sum total of our actions. We're going to continue to review what more we can do, not only to support the Cuban people, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
President Biden and the Senate have installed more federal judges during the first 6 months of his presidency than any administration since Richard Nixon. 8 federal judges confirmed since taking office. I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, you've come to the second half hour of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts become part of the discussion, the people on the list, which you can find every week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, actually. And you can find it also listed at DJVShow.com. This is a sort of co-produced work in progress every week. We have lots of things that we take apart, put back together again. We were talking just before the bottom of the hour here about immigration reform, and I wanted to get your reaction to me understanding or listening to what you said about the immigration discussions being valid on News Talk Radio, but not much of any place else, because in my estimation, the news media has become so biased, so jilted, so twisted, that because Biden looks bad, they don't want to cover it. Am I on safe ground or am I on sand?
No, you're on safe ground. The fact is that the immigration reform has always been a topic that has been difficult to get into the focus of the national conversation other than news talk radio. And Donald Trump proved by making it one of the centerpieces of his 2016 campaign and of his administration that it is a major concern to Americans and it's a major issue. And since Biden's been elected, there hasn't been that much talk about it again in the general press. But news talk radio continues to deal with it as a major issue.
Well, and then I throw in my premise that the news media is so biased in favor of those who are left of center that they don't really cover things like this well. Whether that works or doesn't work, I guess, remains to be seen, that thinking. And it's not something that we have to spend a lot of time on. I just thought I'd make my point.
you've actually made your point very well. You made your point three times. So those who may have gone to the bathroom or had a cup of coffee,
they've heard the message. Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Next,
and the point will be made again in 2 hours. So no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much. The COVID-19, the broad, the depth, and the visceral conversations back and forth. I think it's touching everything. And so on sports talk radio, as well as regular news talk radio, I wonder if you have heard some educated discussion. I know you're a big NFL fan. So what do you think about them informing their clubs that any outbreaks of COVID among the unvaccinated players will lead to forfeited games and penalties and all kinds of stuff? That's becoming a very controversial statement, isn't it?
Oh, it's very controversial, but it's also extremely important in terms of the impact of COVID on sports. The NFL did pretty well in dealing with COVID, as did the NBA. Major League Baseball has had its problems. The Olympics are obviously, it's sports. They're having a terrible time. It's very difficult to make these bubbles when you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of athletes from all around the world and all these different organizations. But yes, for those who don't know, the NFL has made a rule that if a team cannot get a game together, they cannot put together a team because of COVID people, being benched and on, the disabled list, then they will forfeit the game, as opposed to last year, the rescheduling of games.
Right, yes. Yeah. So the fans, though, are not probably going to like this. All right. Would you say, because everything's become so political, is it a fair statement to say that more people who are right of center like football than left of center? Is that a fair statement or not? Is it?
I don't think it's a fair statement at all. But I do think that there is a tendency for the fans of sports talk radio, as in country radio, to lean to the right. But I think that that's through the perspective of those of us in the media. I think in terms of the general public, I think it falls wherever it falls.
Mm-hmm.
Why should that really be the case? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the media world, and then there's the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And, sports fans come in all forms, all shapes, all sizes, all races. So it's a dangerous proposition to say there's not enough information, just, anecdotal information, to say that most football fans are conservative.
Okay. I didn't make that statement. I gathered the information from sort of listening. Maybe that's my mistake. Listening to sports talk radio programs, maybe that's what I've done, and maybe that's my problem.
also, let me that. No, you don't really have a problem, but the way I look at it is that any public discussion today in areas that hitherto did not enter politics have suddenly become politicized.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to bring up politics on a gardening show, you may find that all of a sudden a whole bunch of callers calling in will argue politics with you as opposed to the proper way to put fertilizer on your grass. It's everything's become politicized, so it's kind of shocking to hear all of a sudden politics being discussed so, vehemently on sports talk, which you never would hear anything about public policy or politics on sports talk. That was escapism. Now it's become part of the discussion, so it seems that way. And let's face it, in commercial news talk media or sports talk media, it seems that there's a significant number of conservatives listening and calling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and participating in all kinds of ways, yeah. Okay, so that's a good overview of that. Let's get to China. The relationship we have with China is at number seven, continues to be a thorn in our side. This week, the United States firmly, along with many other countries, accused China and presented the evidence showing that they hacked Microsoft and many other cyber attacks where we thought the Russians may be responsible. It looks like the Chinese are again at war, not only with us, but with countries all around the world, so that they can gain dominance in every field. So this thing is, you got to wonder when people are going to wake up or why there isn't a hue and cry everywhere. Maybe it's just coming. It takes a while for this stuff to build up steam, but there certainly is plenty of evidence now of what I've been saying, that COVID came out of that laboratory, and many suspect it was purposeful. So when the conversation, how is the conversation going on News Talk Radio about holding China responsible for its atrocities?
Well, there's that discussion going on in News Talk Radio that it's primarily, you know, anti-Chinese, and that we have to hold them responsible, whether it's the COVID origins or the COVID cover-up or the cyber spying or the aggressive militarism or the repression of rights in Hong Kong and worry over what's going to happen with Taiwan. China's a problem. But the bigger problem, and you said, why isn't there an outcry, is because Americans buy cheaper products that are made in China. And American business, up and down the line, from small business to mega, you know, corporations, are in bed with China. And that is a very difficult thing to undo. So that's going to take a long process of education. Look, we're not going to be able to pull the plug on all relations with China. It will be devastating to the economy. And the fall of China would actually hurt our economy, too, because we're so in bed with them. We're too close to China to be able to have a war with them.
But you see what, but you see the results of that. They're not interested in bettering America or anything. They're interested in bettering themselves. I mean, you can see it all over the place. This week there was legislation introduced into the House of Representatives to hold China accountable for any number of things, including agricultural missteps. And the part of the legislation was to prohibit China from buying any more farmland. And one of the reps from Congress, I think it's New York State, a lady named Mrs. Ming, who is a Chinese-American, said, oh, this is racist, and we can't do that, and you're going to cause more hate crimes against the Chinese. At some point in time, we got to get to the reality here of what's actually going on and stop worrying about whether you're a racist, I think, anyway. What do you think? What do you think the pulse of the nation is?
Well, I think that racism is bad, and I think that Chinese Americans should not be singled out. So I understand what Mrs. Ming is saying. On the other hand, I think that we need to educate people as to the makeup of Chinese Americans, what their loyalties are, and what the issues are in and outside of China. It comes with education. It comes with accurate reporting, and it's going to take time. Most of all of this trouble is because of the ignorance that prevails in the topic.
That is for sure. All right, we continue with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, talking about the pandemic, talking about Delta vaccines, that sort of thing. We become more aware once again of something we should keep in our minds and always be aware of, that the things that hurt your body get into your body through your nose primarily, somewhat through your mouth and your eyelids, but mostly it's the nose. And that's where the Navage system comes in, cleaning out your nose from the viruses, the pollution, the bacteria that's all around us. Doctors agree it's very important to keep your nose clean. It's as important as washing your hands and brushing your teeth. So do what the doctor says and what the doctor's probably doing. He's probably got a Navage at home, cleans out his nose every morning and at night when he's brushing his teeth and washing his or her face. Navage cleans out all that nasty dust and pollution. So help yourself to safety. Get the stuff out of your nose by using Navage. You'll feel so much better, you'll be better. Check it out in their website, Navage.com. There's a whole list of information. You can actually order online as well. So check out, get your questions answered, and buy the product at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I understand you're involved in that Rush Limbaugh podcast. Give us that info,
yeah. Yeah. Very excited about it. It's a 12-part history of Rush Limbaugh, a tribute to him put out by the people involved with the Limbaugh show. James Golden, you know, Bo Snerdly, his longtime producer, is the narrator and host of it. And the 11th installment of the 12-part series has been posted at rushlimbaugh.com, and it's called Talkers. And I'm really proud of the role that I play in it because they really gave me a lot of time and a lot of space and great questions to talk about my perspective on Rush Limbaugh. So at rushlimbaugh.com, it's called Rush Limbaugh, the Man Behind the Golden EID Microphone. And I advise anybody interested in talk radio, check it out. And I'm in the current installment.
Certainly, the Rush Limbaugh folks are still legions and legions of fans want to hear that story. So check it out. RushLimbaugh.com. I was sure we could spell that. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, time for us to check in with our friend Chuck Curry to find out what's going to be new. It looks like 3 or 4 new movies this weekend, so that'll be cool. See how that it stacks up. We haven't really talked about this week thoroughly also the impact of the drop-off in Black Widow and the impact that that's having on the people who have made the decision to go streaming. We'll find out who do we hold accountable for that right after this.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Here's is a theme. You may recognize this theme. It's one of those themes that kind of maybe, oh, I know that. What's that movie? At least it gets your attention. So Chuck Curry is going to tell us the movie from which this music comes.
It's a theme to Saving Private Ryan, Doug, which opened this weekend, 1998. Did not win the Oscar for Best Picture. A movie called Shakespeare in Love did, which if in reflection, really told you the horrible influence that Harvey Weinstein had over the movie industry, because that was a Weinstein production. He influenced the Academy. Spielberg did not win for Ryan, and obviously, you know, almost 30 years later, not many people watched Shakespeare in Love, and people repeatedly watched Saving Private Ryan, a great movie. If I ask you a question, who played Ryan? What's the answer?
Matt Damon.
Very small part, yeah, Matt Damon. Very small part in the movie, but that was the person in the plot line that they were looking for, the whole movie played by Matt Damon. Great, another great role by Tom Hanks, which we continuously say has had an amazing career.
Having a great career. All right, speaking of Matt Damon, he is out everywhere promoting The Last Duel that he did with his pal Ben Affleck, and apparently Adam Driver is in it as well.
It's a Ridley Scott movie, who's you know, one of the big directors in the industry, the Gladiator, Blade Runner. So,
what do we expect from this? What kind of a movie is this? Not Good Will Hunting.
I don't know. I didn't really watch much of the trailers, but you know, it's going to be interesting going forward to see how much the box office opens up week to week. You know, I read a report the other day, which I personally find disturbing, that says the administration is exploring having people wear masks again in movie theaters, and I think if that did happen, that would be crushing.
You know what? People are just not going to do it. They're not going to do it. People are going to resist. They're just not going to do it. There's no teeth behind it anyway, enforcement-wise. What do you see this weekend? Do you want to talk for just a second?
Two movies open nationwide to challenge Space Jam 2 with Black Widow for dominance of the box office. The G.I. Joe spinoff, Snake Eyes, which is a studio movie, so there's a production budget behind it. And then this really intriguing movie called Old, which is a horror, sort of a horror thriller, directed and written by M. Night Shyamalan, who's had one of the most interesting, perplexing careers in the history of Hollywood. Started with The Sixth Sense, a great movie, Unbreakable with Bruce Willis, another great movie, Signs, a really good movie, and it did really big misfires like Lady in the Water, and a movie called The Happening with Mark Wahlberg about 20 years ago that was just laughably bad. He came back with Split, which was a big box office hit, and then ruined that, in my opinion, with Glass, with one of the worst endings I've ever seen, disrespectful endings I've ever seen to its intended audience. But this movie looks good, and people who said that they like this movie really dig it. So I think it's going to do pretty well over the weekend at the box office.
All right. Joe Bell, a new Mark Wahlberg movie, is something that I want to see because it seems pretty atypical of what he usually does, and I like sort of the message to it. What do you know about that movie?
I don't know much about it. I don't know if it's going to be mostly a streaming. You say it's being booked in one of your local theaters.
It is.
I think it's just limited from what I say.
Yeah. One of the things that's troubling, and we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, is what these people are understanding, the drop-off in
Black Widow dropped off
Black Widow.
7%. It's on streaming also, and a lot of people are watching it on streaming.
Yeah, but they've screwed themselves, and they admitted that this week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.